Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 83 of the O Woman Podcast, and today I wanted to talk about some of the bizarre and interesting changes that your body undergoes during pregnancy. Some of these things you might have heard of before, but I tried to choose bits of information that might be a surprise to you, whether you've had a baby or not. Probably if you've had a child, you know these things because you experienced them. But it's really fun to learn about the amazing female body and the way it can grow and change and then pretty much bounce back to the way it was before, all in a short time. So the first really amazing thing that I wanted to talk about is the placenta. We all know what a placenta is, but I'm not sure if you know how special it actually is. Of course, it's special because it nurtures your baby and it allows the pregnancy to actually work and, you know, for all of that to go as planned. But the cool thing about the placenta is that it's an organ, and it's the only organ in the human body, both in male and female bodies, that isn't present when you're born, and it grows just for the purpose of a pregnancy, and then it goes away, which it's expelled afterwards, in the very last stage of labor. But it's so neat to think that females have a genetic code in their body that allows them, to grow a placenta when the time is right. You know, the trigger of being pregnant, all of the different things that start happening inside of your uterus send signals and your body knows it's, you know, time to grow that placenta. But it's so neat. It's the only organ that humans have that is transient. It comes in, it does its job, and it leaves. But it's a huge organ when you really think about it. It's big, it's tough, it's heavy. It does a lot of hard work. So that's a really cool fact. Another thing that you might not know is there's a hormone called relaxin, which is a super benefit to women when they're pregnant, particularly during the birthing process, because what it does is it loosens and relaxes the cartilage in your body. And the main reason that this is the case is because the cartilage in your pelvis needs to be able to be loosened and relaxed so that your pelvis can move and stretch. Because if you didn't know this, your pelvis is not all one bone. It has the ability to open up a little bit more and close up a little bit more. It's able to stretch when the birthing process happens so that your baby can come out, you know, and not get mashed. You know, a baby's head is really big, so that needs to be able to stretch. And the body is made that way. It's not like it's bad for your pelvis for that to happen. That's the way it was made. But the thing about the relaxin hormone is that it loosens and relaxes the cartilage in all of your body. Its main purpose is to work with the birthing area, so your pelvis and stuff like that, but it loosens all of the cartilage in your body because this hormone is flushing through your body for a lot of the pregnancy. And so it's not uncommon for women to, you know, waddle. One of the thoughts about why women waddle isn't just because they're big and their balance is funny, but because they have a different way of moving at this point because all their cartilages are looser. You'll also find that you're going to be more flexible in general in certain body parts, when you're pregnant. And another really cool fact is that it's not uncommon for a woman's feet to grow almost a whole shoe size, but that's because the cartilage has loosened, it has relaxed, and so everything is expanding, which is the purpose of it relaxing the pelvis so your pelvis can expand. And this is a fact that you might already have known, but a woman's blood supply, you know, or how much her volume increases by 50% when she's pregnant. So you have all these extra, you know, bits of blood flowing through your body. You have extra red blood cells to carry oxygen everywhere. And your heart works extra hard. So your body is just chock full of blood. The baby has its own blood supply, but your body makes all this extra blood so that it can push all of these nutrients and all of the oxygen and everything that you need all around your body to make sure that the pregnancy goes as planned. You can also experience swelling. And this is something that I think we know that's, you know, a little bit more common. Everybody kind of knows about this. You can experience swelling. And that's because there's extra fluid just in your body at that point. And it can happen really anywhere in your body, your ankles, your feet, your hands, you know, your face. And it can change and just be different, depending on the week or whatever. But, sometimes the swelling can pinch some of your nerves in your body, which it's not really going to be, a horrible thing unless it's really long lasting. It's common. And oftentimes, like I said, the swelling will move to different places, things like that. If you're worried about it, you know, go get it checked out. But the pinching of the nerves can cause, you know, tingling in your hands or your feet or different body parts. But just know that it's very likely that that's a cause of the swelling, in your body. I want to talk a little bit more about the uterus, and how impressive the uterus is. So the placenta, I already talked about how impressed I am by that. But equally impressive is the uterus, you know, and the placenta and the uterus kind of work in tandem as a fantastic double-layered team for protecting your baby. And we all know that contractions are really intense, whether you've had a baby or not. They're really, really intense, and it's the muscles of your uterus, the muscle of your uterus, squeezing and relaxing. And the purpose of that is to push your baby out, is to get your baby to kind of start to come down. But I don't know if we really think about how strong the uterus actually is. So they've been able to measure how many pounds of pressure the uterus puts on itself, you know, or puts on whatever it's pressing up against. So it's apparently 400 pounds of pressure per square foot is what the uterus provides. And of course, not all of this is going to be on your baby, because there's other pressures the uterus is pressing up against itself, the placenta, things like that. But the baby is able to withstand that. And it's not 400 pounds of pressure to the baby's head, because that's per square foot. So think about how big their head is and how much of that pressure is it occupying. But 400 pounds of pressure per square foot. So no wonder we're able to push babies out of our uterus when there's that much work and that much energy and that much muscular movement going on in there. Another cool thing about our organs, we know that the placenta is the only one that appears just for a specific purpose and then goes away, is that your heart and your liver and a lot of your other organs grow. They get bigger because they have to handle a lot more. And because of the relaxin hormone, like I mentioned before, your rib cage stretches. The cartilage connecting your ribs, it stretches out. So your rib cage expands, and which is really good because it accommodates all of the expanded organs inside of there. So really, your body is such a fantastic experiment when you think about it. All these things happen, all these things change, and you might not even be aware of them, but your body knows what to do, and it's just such an impressive thing. The last thing I want to mention today has to do with digestion. We know a lot of the obvious things about pregnancy. Your bladder has a lot of extra pressure on it, so you have to pee all the time. Your stomach actually ends up really close underneath where kind of your boobs are, because it's pressed up, well, at least this is when you're very largely pregnant. It's pushed up so high and kind of rides on top of the uterus. It's like almost all the way up there, which is so crazy. But your digestion slows down when you're pregnant. And the reason for that is because it allows your body to more fully absorb all the nutrients that you're putting in your body. Your baby and you need as much as you can get. So your body slows down digestion to kind of suck all of that good stuff out. But the negative side effect of this is you can be constipated because everything's slowed down. So, you know, you can kind of affect that by diet and making sure you're eating well, and having enough fiber and things like that. But sometimes it's just inevitable. You might be constipated, and just know that that's because your body's doing the right thing in other ways. So it's really neat. There's a lot of side effects that, you can experience, like swelling or, you know, constipation and things like that. But it's nice to know why they are that way, why that happens to our fantastic bodies, which really is the answer to how are we able to sustain and bring forth life, which is such a cool process. And it's just so neat to learn all of the science behind it. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. As always, I love talking with you guys. Check out the podcast on iTunes and subscribe and rate some of the episodes. Go to the website, awomanpodcast.com. You can leave a comment. You can email me, emma@awomanpodcast.com. And scope us out on Facebook, A Woman Podcast. Pretty straightforward. You should be able to find us in all those places pretty easily. Just search the name, A Woman Podcast. Love talking with you guys as always, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.